You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, sometimes a hero emerges. A hero that we just don't deserve. Such is the case in the article that I'm about to cover, which was published on the 24th of November. Of course, it's a little lengthy, so I'm going to chop it down to size. LA firefighter accused of vulgar act in response over vaccine mandate. The Los Angeles Fire Department is investigating an incident in which a firefighter, quote unquote, responded inappropriately after being handed a letter to comply with the city's vaccine mandate, a department spokeswoman said Wednesday. The LAFD member responded to receiving the non-compliance letter by, get this, gentlemen, hold on to your butts. He dropped his pants and literally wiped his ass with the letter. Oh, yes, yes. I know I ain't shit for laughing at this. However, this gets even better. He left fecal matter on the document before dropping it on the ground, according to the Centurions of Los Angeles City, a group representing African American firefighters. Yes! Yes! Oh! This warms my cold black heart. This guy is literally the walking, talking middle finger to the system that so many people are starting to stick up. The situation underscores the deep resistance among some within the fire department over the city's mandate that employees be vaccinated. LAFD spokeswoman Cheryl Gattiza said the incident is alleged to have occurred on November 18th. Quote unquote, the department is aware of the situation and the seriousness of the allegation and took immediate action upon learning of this incident, she said, declining to comment on the details. Let me go a little bit left with this. They had to make sure to put spokeswoman and African-American firefighters in the same article. What could they really be trying to say? Anyway, the teaser said the firefighter is on paid administrative leave and will, quote unquote, face the consequences of any inappropriate acts. She did not elaborate specifically on what prompted the leave. Get this, gentlemen, an LAFD captain and a chief officer witnessed the incident. Oh, yeah. So there is no doubt that this is real. The Centurions said in a statement sent to the Board of Fire Commissioners and city leaders, it took place in Fire Station 69 in Pacific Palisades, the group said. Now, my question is this. Why would a group of black firefighters be so offended by something that we can only assume that it was a non-black firefighter that did this. Now, I could be wrong. I could be completely and totally wrong. It could have been another black firefighter. But the question just has to be asked. Was this guy a black guy or a non-black guy? And if he was a non-black guy, why is it that a group representing black firefighters has so much to say about it? Just saying, once again, what's really being pushed here? The LA City Centurions are sickened and disgusted by this horrific display of unprofessionalism, the Centurions statement said. To date, we have not heard from anyone from the LAFD administration condemning this act or blatant disrespect and harassment. Once again, what are they really trying to push with this article? Just saying, inquiring minds want to know. The group called on the mayor, city council, and fire commissions to quote unquote take swift and immediate action to deter any city employees from feeling entitled and not encouraged but empowered to behave in such an embarrassing and threatening manner. See that word right there, entitled. That's not a word generally associated with black men. So I have to now definitely assume that the firefighter that did this was non-black. Anyway, the Centurions described the act as a quote-unquote terminable offense. The statement included a photo of a man holding what appeared to be a discolored, shitty document. This dude ain't shit. Oh, well. The photo sent Wednesday by the Centurions was also circulated within the fire department on Friday. Gattiza said in a statement Friday that the department is, quote unquote, aware of an incident where a member responded inappropriately to a hand-delivered letter to comply. No matter how our members react, all city employees must abide by the city ordinance or either file for an exemption, get vaccinated, or face termination, Gattiza said. Well. I'm going to take another slight detour with this one. Joker recently covered an article that I hadn't got my mitts on yet about NYC and how the sanitation workers pretty much have walked off the job. Not all, but enough. See, gentlemen, it's when enough of blue-collar workers decide, you know what? Nah. We're going to go ahead and sit this out. Just like this fireman did. If there are more like him who say, you know what, screw this mandate, I'll sit this out. It's when blue-collar men, enough blue-collar men, say, you know what? What we do is far more detrimental to society if we decide not to do it. Just like all the trash that started to pile up in NYC. Oh, yeah. See, that's something that you don't want. That's something that the system has always feared. When men at the bottom and the middle finally start realizing just how much power we possess. Because they're not thinking about how much training that goes into becoming a firefighter, how much training that goes into becoming a plumber or a sanitation worker or an electrician or, you know, a lumberjack or a fisherman. All of these jobs that society takes for granted and actually looks down their nose at the men who does these jobs. Only thing we need to do is just say, you know what? Okay, there's going to be enough of us who are just not going to show up. You can't just plug and play a plumber. You just can't plug and play a firefighter. You just can't plug and play a sanitation worker. You can't do it. But unfortunately, we have a society of people who think that we can just do that. Oh, those guys are just, you know, they do disgusting, gross jobs. There could just be another one. Oh, no. No. But that was actually an article that Joker covered where people called the sanitation workers crybabies. Okay, you're going to be singing a very different tune once that trash starts attracting vermin and the disease that comes with vermin. Bubonic plague, anyone? Just saying. Anyway, I'm going to read a little bit more of this article to show you exactly where they were going with this. The city sent vaccine notification compliances to workers as part of the city's new vaccine mandate. Mandate. Mandate does not mean law. Workers who have yet to get vaccinated or seek exemptions are supposed to sign notices that instruct them to provide proof of vaccination by December 18th. Blah, 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 blah. The vaccine mandate has prompted angry outbursts for months from some in the fire department. A newly formed group of firefighters called Firefighters for Freedom is suing the city over the vaccine rules. While a firefighter's YouTube video criticized the mandate went viral in August. At the same time, here's where it gets real interesting. Some employee groups want LAFD Chief Ralph Terrazas removed amid accusations the department isn't addressing regarding harassment and bullying, particularly of female firefighters. Interesting. Once again, I think this is what they were really trying to get at with this article. A recent survey found that an overwhelming number of firefighters lack trust in their leaders, while many in the department are frustrated with perceived inconsistencies in how top brass discipline sworn members. And with that being said, that's about it for the article. Boy, we don't know who this guy is or what his identity is, but what he has done through his actions is outright fucking legendary. This guy literally took the document and wiped his ass with it and made sure there were people to see him do it. High-ranking people, too. Anyway, just saying, this society really needs to take a quick step back and realize just how truly fragile it is. If the sanitation situation has not shown the people of New York that, hey, nothing will. But guess what? If this is the society that people want to die in, so be it. So be it. The people who simply don't want to follow this, we're just going to go ahead and do what we need to do. And if you bring us trouble, you might get some trouble in return. Just saying. But read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will officially go out one day. Feminism and everything that you think you have because of feminism and this illusion of a civil society will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, just like this firefighter wiped his ass with his non-compliance letter, men across society are wiping their ass with the quote-unquote social contract between men and women. And believe you me, the results are going to be bad. But, ladies, you wanted it, you got it. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.